Blog Talk Radio.
The Second Epistle General of Peter. 2 Peter 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover,
amen, amen. Welcome. This is Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Tonight we have a special guest and a conversation with one of the brothers who labor in the community and support the community. We're going to be talking to Brother Ralph Boone from Community of Love United Community of Love United Outreach Organization. He's the founder. He's the president, head bottle washer. He's the guy. But tonight I wanted to have a discussion with him to let the brothers know, let the community know who he is and what he's doing, and just to highlight him, and also to be able to seek those who may want to come and partner with him, be part of the outreach, as part of what he's doing to reach community as young people, young adults, and the senior citizens, showing the love of Christ. Amen. Well, let me open with prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the discussion and conversation with the brother. Amen. Father God, first of all, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for salvation today. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit within us, oh God. Father, we ask today, God, that you would just touch our lives, touch the lives of men, women, children, touch the lives of husbands, fathers, and sons, of mothers, wives, and daughters, oh God. That, God, you would touch the family and continue to bless them, God. Father, we ask for discernment, we ask for wisdom, and we ask for patience, oh God, that we might live lives that are pleasing to you, that would help to advance your kingdom and give you glory. So, Father, we just say thank you right now for what you're doing in the lives of the men and women around us. And I thank you for my brother today and his labor of love to reach the community, to serve the community. Continue to strengthen him, oh God, and his family. Watch over him and his wife and his children, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his grandchildren, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you, God, for this opportunity that you're using us, oh God, to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, brother, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good, godly evening. I'm glad to see another day. Could have been the other way. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
No problem, brother, no problem. You know, one of the things, man, we talk about in the body of Christ or even in life as men of God, our consistency and our faithfulness. These are the things that God looks for, and these are the things where we seek his blessing and his glory and his blessing in the labors that we do here on earth. Amen. Well, brother, let's begin. Amen. First of all, share who you are. Share with the audience who are you and how'd you get to where you are today. Amen.
Well, I tell you. How I got, let me get to that part, how I got to where I am today. I had to change my ways. I had to change the way of just my earthly walk. I had to get that relationship with Christ, with God's Son. I had to get that relationship, that solemn relationship. So with that solemn relationship, I already had instilled in me that I cared for people. I cared for primarily youth, young adults, and senior citizens, which I felt and feel they're always the most vulnerable. I have kids myself. And then I had grandmother around me and elders around me. So I just, from there, I already had instilled in me just a caring personality. So with that, and boiled together, it outgested me to be able to use it in the community, and I've been working in this in the community as a community activist, basically for close to actually 20 years. I got out of the military in 1998, 99, and I was working with the church out there in Laurel, and I began to work with, started a outreach program called Light of the World Foundation, and just did little things in the community, and it just grew from there.
Amen. So tell us about, let's begin in the beginning then. Tell us about the Community of Love United Outreach Organization. When did you start it?
The Community of Love United, I actually prayed for that name. I asked God, because I had changed the name from the Light of the World Productions to Nearest Children's First after my daughter. Her name was Shanira. She had passed away in 2008, but I was actually doing the outreach prior to her passing. But I just named it after her because she had a caring, finite spirit as well. And then I asked the Lord, "Well, can you give me another name to grasp your people?" And He had me write down so many different names, and then it had came to me to just. To call it Community of Love United, which actually was a solemn name that I felt was given to me by the Spirit. We Community of Love United, we do a lot of different things. I had so much years of experience to think of what can the youth and young adults or senior citizens' needs. And not that we skip the middle age. We help whoever comes to us. That's no problem. But we do a lot of resources in a community, pretty much that conduit, that person that can get the resources or information to them and kind of give them that push to do so.
Amen. Well, you know, bro, I know, but we want to share with our listeners out there because, you know, when they're listening, who might have gotten this link, and because we're going to have it on Facebook and on Twitter, and we're also going to text it out to some folk so we can just, you know, let them know because, you know, you never know what people might need or people might want to be part of and participate, but they have to know what's going on out there and what are we doing at grassroots level. Amen. So where communities are you serving? Where are you? I know, but let the audience know, where communities are you serving right now and where are you located?
Well, I tell you, my target area right now is Severn area near Fort Meade. I like to target the Section 8 areas. I've also targeted Glen Burnie, Freetown area. I've also know other outreach organizations where I've actually assisted in Prince George's County, Annapolis area. So I go where, you know, God wants me to go and where I'm requested by others if they need me. God gave me the talent to DJ. I do that for other events that need music, So that money basically goes into the outreach. Of course, with the COVID-19, it slowed a lot of things down, but it's slow, very slowly picking up. I also have to let you know that I'm a director of outreach for Covenant Black House Ministries in Glen Burnie as well. So basically what I do with that, with Communion of Love United and Covenant Black House Ministries outreach, which is called Beyond the Wall, the pastor is kind enough and thoughtful in trusting that I pretty much link them together. And whatever I do basically out there, I do in a very clean process, which it gives the outreach for the church the look, as well as the Community of Love United. So,
amen.
Pretty busy on that.
Well, amen. Well, you know, some of the things we want to share. You are you're a 501c3, the Community of Love. I know the church is, but just to let folk know out there that you're a 501c3 organization, correct?
Yes, on the church aspect, I'm a 501c3. On the Community of Love United, ever since I've been doing outreach, I've been pretty much like a philanthropist that's not rich, but I'm able to take $30 and make a community event out of it. It's like when Jesus took the fish and the bread, he was able to make a multitude of the community and be able to feed the community. So God gave me the wisdom and understanding how to take so much money and to be able to link with others who pretty much buy into the events that come to my vision and grow from there. And that's how it basically grew, as well as having that light of Jesus in showing that pretty much just being transparent to people and letting them know that, hey, you know, I'm out here to do one thing, and that's to focus on the community, no matter youth, young adults, senior citizens, or whoever looks like or asking for assistance in whatever A to Z manner needed, because we know all about the resources. We know how to get the resources in which actually grows the outreach.
Amen. So in the past, I know, but I just want you to share with the brothers that are listening, for those who may be listening, what kind of things have you done? What kind of resources are you talking about that you're sharing with the community? Because I know you've done a lot of things, especially around the holidays, but what other resources that you try to link the community with, because you said you were a conduit. So what kind of things can you help people get connected with, or are helping people get connected with?
Yes. We have had many events in the past, be it mental health, be it just kids coming out having fun, where we had the bounce house, or where we had things that we're sharing, books and education that's needed, pencil pens. We've given out haircuts to kids and youth and young adults that need it. Even adults we have as well. We're working with the young ladies right now to have one volunteer in the area that's working with the young ladies that if they need a gift card to get their nails done, things like that. We also help with jobs and employment. Sharing information in a community, which people don't actually get a lot of times, because there are flyers that go around that's on the internet. Everybody's using the internet now, and people don't see them. So we keep a Facebook page, Community of Love United, Facebook page, Community of Love United. You can check out jobs there. You can check out information there. You can check out what's happening, what's going on, what's happening in the Anne Arundel County. There's a lot of resources and information there. We have community service hours, like if, for instance, if let's say, unfortunately, you're getting trouble with Anne Arundel County and they want you to do some community service hours. We could do that. We go to different parking lots or areas to pick up trash to get those hours. That's not a problem. Education and resources. We also assist with reading comprehension, mathematics. Community service assistance, meaning that even if someone needed some furniture in their house and they can't afford it, we can get the resources in Anne Arundel County to get that to the people. And we have back-to-school programs, which we actually are doing a mentorship program, which we're all actually on our second year with that. Once every last Sunday of each month, we do that from 1 to 3. We're working on trying to do it twice a month, but with resources and finances, we have to watch that so we can actually continue that. We don't want to stop this. So far it's working out with the once a month, but in the summer, I'm like God just brings visions to me. During the summer, I think we're going to do the twice a month. We should be able to afford that. And we do it on every last Sunday, on the Sundays, only for the fact that Sundays are a very peaceful day for everybody. And if a young person and their parent came to me or they came to me because they're adult enough to come up and they could tell me what their issue is or what's going on or what they need, even if it's just a tie for getting prepared for a job interview, we help with that. Whatever the situation is, Health and Human Services information, research assistance, meaning they just want to know, well, how does the planet evolve around the moon? If they needed assistance with that, you know, creating, even learning how to create a checking and savings account. Knowledge that's going to help them in whatever their age, to push forward, not to stay dormant where they are, that to know that, you know, people care for them and people understand that, you know, sometimes you need that push. I mean, I had to get that push. I wasn't like this all the time. I mean, but now I'm just at that point. I'm 62 years old, where I have enough knowledge to share, and that's what I'm doing.
Amen, amen, amen. That's good to hear. You know, as we was talking, I went on the Facebook page. There's a lot of resources. Again, what's the title? What's the name of your Facebook page again?
That's Community of Love United.
Community of Love United on Facebook. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. In our website, we have communityoflove.org.
Communityoflove.org. Amen. Well, we got that link there. I posted the link and liked them on the Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page, so we're connected there.
You got a lot of stuff.
I'm looking at it now. You got the Anne Arundel County Workforce Development Corporation. Their calendar for June is a lot of things going on, and especially in June for young people, or not even young people. They have training sessions, career development, CDL license, they have cyber training, they got all kinds of stuff going on. I didn't realize that, but these are the things. Yes, because these are the things that we have to be able to get to the community, because people may not see and may not know, and just the young folks, you know, young brothers, young men out there after high school. You know, I said this, I used to say this a lot to young people in church. We have youth groups and we meet with them. And realize that not every young person is going to college, but there are resources that they can connect themselves to that can give them solid to training, career training, that they can progress in life. Everyone's not going straight to a four-year school and live on campus and live in a dorm. That's not for everyone. And we sometimes forget that. But, again, it is the Anne Arundel County Workforce Development Corporation. You can go to United, Community of Love, United. Go on their Facebook page. He has a post there and reach out to the brother. Give your information. You gave him the website. Give him your email or your phone contact where they can reach out directly to you.
Yes, I will get to that. I want to actually backtrack. We also help. We're starting to help the young men and women for driver's education to get their permit. We're very excited about that because knowing that we're helping them to push to get a permit, that means that they can help themselves to get to a job, to get to the place they need to do, to go further from out of the community to do the things they need. You're absolutely right, touching on college. It's not for everybody. I mean, I myself, I'm from Long Island, New York. I left New York and dating myself, 1978, and I joined the military. Went to college for a year, then went to the military for 12 years. A lot of my education was actually through the military. And I thank God for that. So there's all other avenues of education out there without a doubt. Free education, even in Anne Arundel County, there's free education. Even at the community college around here, there's endless information out here that people don't realize is out here. And that's where we like to come in where, hey, we could find this out. Hey, you need assistance with a drug rehab? Hey, we got that. Hey, you need to know information about a friend that's coming out to start right, coming out of, prison. We could get them a job. That's not an issue. But our email to get to that is communityoflovenited @gmail.com. communityoflovenited@gmail.com. You can hit me up anytime. I definitely check my email 24/7 because this is what I love what I do. I also work full time, actually for the government. So doing a little shifting, juggling, but I like that. I like to do multitask things. I mean, we have to pay for these things sometime that others may need. So I just thank God for the position.
Amen, sir. Amen. And Brian, I appreciate you. I support you and been out there with the mentoring program.
Yes,
and in the community and seeing what you're doing and made some contacts. So I just want to encourage those brothers that are listening, those who may have gotten this link on your phone. You may have got the link on Facebook and listened in on the broadcast. But to encourage you to reach out, because there's one thing that I also wanted to commend the brother on, because, he works, he labors within the ministry that he's part of, and also he has his personal ministry. And that's one of the things that I always encourage, that I learned early in my faith walk, and where I was discipled, that you should have a ministry in the body, in the church, as part of the church, as a church member, and also your personal ministry where God is going to guide and direct and use you. That, because
Amen.
We all have purpose. God has all given us a purpose. He saved us for a reason, and the purpose is to serve him, serve the church, and also our personal thing that we have a passion about. The brother has a passion to reach the community, to serve the elderly, serve the young adults. Because, again, if we look around, and what's going on in the culture, we as a men of God, as a people of God, we have to engage the community more. We have to get outside the four walls. We have to bring the love of Christ. We also have to bring some temporal and practical things to people's lives to so they can make it. Because when a person is going through a struggle, may it be emotional, financial, spiritual, these are where the bad choices are made. And there's things that's right there that's easy for them to grasp, but we have to give them an alternative to that, to an alternative to the bad choices when we see what that's doing to our communities. But we have to get the information so they can choose to go left instead of going right. Amen? So us as the church,
Amen.
Us as men of God, we have to be, let God use us. And in that, we're showing the love of Christ. We have an opportunity to build relationships, to be able to speak into the people's lives, because we was out. I was out with them a couple of times, and just having prayer for folk. Being out there on a Sunday, I'll share this too, because when we out on those Sundays, is one thing that I've noticed, and he spoke about this before. I wanted to bring back to his remembrance. We were set up on Sundays. It, it, it's an empty parking lot. So it's not like we have crowds and you putting you in your business might be out there because you might be apprehensive. But if you come up to us, we can give you that information, and you can necessarily, you know, you can keep going because we have the information table out there. We can also offer you prayer. I mean, the last couple of times we had the food giveaway because we happened to be connected and had some groceries, some canned goods, and was able to bless some folk because we never know what people Amen. Are going through. So, again, I encourage those who are listening, reach out to the brother if you want to help, you want to donate, you want to connect because, you know, he shared about his partnerships. You know, because we all want the same thing, and we never know what resources and connections we can be made that we can bless someone else. Because we can't do it, none of us can do it all, but all of us can do something. So that's why I wanted to bring the brother on, let him share his vision, his passion, and hopefully connect with someone through this, through this discussion and through these links. Bro, I appreciate you, man. You know I'm here for you. You let
appreciate
me know.
You.
And we'll connect, and we'll make it whatever God is calling for us to do. Because again, you know, we connected, and it seems I can't remember how we met now, but you know, there's a reason. There's a reason for it all. There's a reason for our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you was out in New York, because if both of us would have stayed in New York, we'd have never met. Because I don't go out to Long Island, because you know it's Long Island.
Yeah.
Who wants to go out there?
Yeah,
Amen.
You don't want to do that. No.
Amen. So, bro, again, share with the folk out there your contact information, and I give you have the closing statement. You can close this out, but again, share with your contact information. And I'm sorry, I'm not gonna stop yet. I want you to share. You know, what's your vision, and what future plans you got coming up. But then, you know, me that's coming up here where people might want to reach out to you and help and support and partner with you.
Okay. Just to backtrack, we also, as Deacon Farr stated, we also can provide food basically on a Thursday and Friday. If you get in touch with my email, communityoflovenited@gmail.com, and you know someone is in need for food, we can meet that Thursday evening or Friday evening, and I can give you a box of food. So that's what Community of Love does, as well as the other many things. Right now, we're basically working with the mentorship program, and although I said this once a month, every last Sunday, believe it or not, I'm visiting up in those areas where I know that you know. Kids are hanging out or something of that nature, and I'll come up and talk to them. Thank God for transparency. Believe me, you and I know that these young kids today, they really don't trust people. They really don't trust, you know. We both don't know what their lifestyle is or what has happened in their past. But if you come to them in a godly, transparent way where it's not forceful. Matter of fact, I just come up and say, hey, how y'all doing? How's everything? Y'all good? You know, like a father would. You know, like our own father, my father, God and his son, Jesus Christ. I mimic and I do my best to mimic the way that they have walked the earth to show love, kindness, care, understanding, all those things. You know, I just came to the realization that, you know, it's not about me. And you know, when it's all about you, people see that. And I had to learn that walked, you know, in a finite spiritual way and follow your vision, which is your vision is the focus of youth and young adults, my vision in senior citizens and people in general. We're working with right now we have an event coming up, which is Sunday. We wanted to get it done on Saturday, but it looks like it's going to rain. Again, I was speaking that I DJ and I'm going to do some different genres from 1 to 4, probably push it to 5, depending on how everything's going. We're doing just a dollar a fundraiser. With the COVID, it kind of put a lot of things behind. So all those monies, a lot of people can attest that it goes right back into the community, into the front stores, into the barbershops, into the restaurants. Thank God everything I'm sure will work out on its own in that aspect. But we're constantly always thinking about, how can we help the community? How can we assist people? I also am a volunteer for the Boys and Girls Club, which they call it, in Mead Village. So we have our background checks. We definitely make sure that we have that to be able to where parents and others are comfortable that, without a doubt. But we're actually always coming up with something. We have other people out in the field. As you stated, Deacon Farr, you're out there daily. You're doing what you do now with your vision and Christian Men Talk, and then you're assisting other organizations as myself, and it that's where this nucleus starts, where we are in these communities. I have connections out there in Annapolis, like I stated, in other counties where other are having a like mind transparency to do these things. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Believe me, doing this. As I stated, I'm not a 501c3. My church is. So if we receive the donation, we can give a tax deduction receipt. That's not a problem. So that's why I mean, like I stated, I never was one, but he taught me how to just take money to be able to help somebody, to take food, a box of food, or save money to take care about 20 haircuts during an event, or give gift cards out. So many different things that the sky's the limit when you're doing something out of your heart, believe me. What do you think, Dickie?
Amen, sir. Amen. Amen. Again, this has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and this has been a conversation with Brother Ralph Boone, the director, founder, head Bible washer of Community of Love United Outreach.org. Amen. So again, brothers, I encourage you, reach out, be part of it. Your organization is doing an event. Join us. The event for this weekend, you're right, the weather is shifting on us, but if you go to the Facebook page, either the Community of Love United Facebook page or Issues Christian Men's Talk, you'll see the flyer there. Also, the updates will be there. If we shift from Saturday to Sunday, or if we have a rain date or whatever we're going to do, they'll be there. But we also want to encourage you to come out and be part of that. All right, brother, one more time. Give them your contact information, and you can close us out with prayer.
All right. Contact information is Community of Love United at gmail.com, also communityofloveunited.org, and we also have a what they call Cash App, which is $Outreach United. We take dollar bills, so we're not looking for anything big. We know we'll be blessed just having the dollars, because that would go out of the dollars to help someone else. So all this money goes there towards helping somebody with their life. So we appreciate it if anyone wants to donate to that. So that's $Outreach United. We will be out there, good Lord's willing, this Sunday, right across from Van Brocklin at 1153 Reese Road, Severn, Maryland, 1153 Reese Road, not too far from Fort Meade. I'll be DJing out there, and we'll also probably get some meals for this restaurant right there for those who are apart and need some nourishment and or hygiene or to be hydrated. We're going to try to talk to the barbershop as well to see if they'll be open on Sunday. They're not usually, but I think that we're going to take care of 10 young men's head of age 5 to like 14. We always take care of the older young ones, but we're going to open that up. You know, to get something, you got to give something. That's the way I look at it, and that's the way we look at it, and that's how you're blessed when in return. What do you think?
Amen, sir. Amen. You can close us out in prayer.
All right, thank you. Father God, Father God, Father God, you are the reason for this conversation. It's not about me. It's not about the Covenant Black House Ministries beyond the walls. It's not about Community of Love United. It's about you and just shedding your light upon the community and upon the world. Who knows who may know about this across the seas, but Father, we ask you to keep it in a blessed in pure way that others may see. We ask that the vision continue on, even if I lead this earth, Father, that the community of United will be just that, love united in a community. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.